All right. Today on First Cup, we're going to talk about today's brand new episode of Martial Arts Radio. Talk about my weekend, what's coming up, short week, and whatever you contributed. So stick around. We're rolling in 10. All right, coffee, we're plugged in. Everything's good to go. And here we go in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Today is Monday. It's December 27th, 2021. My name is Jeremy, and this is my first cup of coffee. Got Instagram going here. We got YouTube and Twitter and Facebook going over here. Just mixing it up. Did this on Friday. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Jenny. And we're going to try to make an effort to include Instagram. I've got to use a whole separate doohickey. And by doohickey, I mean phone. Oh, look at that. I'm all overexposed and everything. We'll dial this in as we go forward. You know, good morning, Stacy. It's like anything else you do. You get good at one thing, and then you add another thing. I mean, what's more martial arts than that? And right now, the thing that we're adding is Instagram. Let's see if we can deliver something to Instagram via live that people will enjoy watching. Good morning, Liz. I hope you all had a good weekend. What did you do? Let me know. Type it in the typey type. Good morning, Kelly. No, not overexposed on this camera on the phone I'm using for Instagram. It's definitely catching the overhead light in a very harsh way. I'm like, psh, my face is about as glowy as you can get, but we'll work through it because it's all we can do. Jenny, almost on cue. It's like we planned it 1% better each time, right? Ha, yes. And hello, Dennis. Dennis says, happy last week of 2021. Whistlekick family on vacation this week, but can't miss this quality family time. Well, I appreciate you, my friend. Stacy watched all of the Harry Potter movies. Wow. All 8. Wait, are you counting the Fantastic Beasts films? That would be 10. Did you watch 10 movies this weekend? Ooh, I think I watched 3. Started watching season 10 of Letterkenny last night after my hike. What a great show. What a great show. Just a fun show. On Friday, I took the day off, something I don't usually do. Well, I did the show and then set out the apparel and promotional plan for the apparel for 2022. Ooh, looking forward to it. Yes, plus the Fantastic Beasts films and Die Hard. So Stacy had quite the weekend. That is. I've tried to watch all the Harry Potter films in 24 hours. I couldn't do it. You can barely do it time-wise, but I didn't do it. I think I got through like 6 of them. They're having a marathon on New Year's with the cast. I heard about that. Very cool. Yeah, so set out their promotional plan, all the apparel, got some good stuff going. It's nice to have a template to refer to. One of the most challenging things with what I do, because there are so many things that I do, is to hold myself accountable and to sit down and say, okay, it's time to do this. But if my brain isn't in the right spot to do that thing at that time, I end up with poor results. So I told myself, all I have to do is put together my apparel plan, how we're going to promote it and all that. And I did. It took about 90 minutes. It's not terribly complicated, but I think it's going to work pretty well. And the remaining thing, separate, but a similar idea, is I'm going to do a marketing plan. That will happen at some point this week. Probably do that Thursday. Maybe I do that Thursday because I'm taking Friday off to go hiking with some friends. So we'll see. Ooh. Jeremy taking time off. This is not a thing that normally happens. Very exciting. Everybody was... Stacy says it was across 4 days. That sounds That sounds much more attainable to me. Jenny says, having all of my kids together for Christmas morning was amazing, highlight of my holiday weekend. I believe that. I can see from the numbers of folks joining us live, these are not the numbers we normally have. I suspect a lot of people are taking this week off between Friday of last week being kind of a holiday for people and Friday of this coming week, this week being kind of a holiday. You get to take 4 days off from work and you get what? 7, 8, 9, 10. You get take 4 days off, you get a 10-day week vacation. Sounds pretty good to me. Stacy says, what? You're taking time off at the same time that I am? It's rare. It is very rare. Kelly says, not me. I'll be teaching tonight. I'm not surprised. Martial arts schools tend to be open. Look, the more often a martial arts school closes up, the more likely it's not going to last. People need that habit. They need that consistency, especially in the chaos of what's going on in the world. They want to know, you know what? If I want to go train, I can go train. It's an important piece. Dennis says, Jeremy taking time off with the head exploding emoji. Good morning, Andy. I put a little too much cream in my coffee. It's going down a little too easily. That's okay. So I went hiking yesterday. I'd planned to go hiking Saturday, but I didn't. And here's why. So I was hanging out, getting ready, packing all my stuff. For those of you who maybe live south or other areas that don't have winter right now, winter hiking requires a lot more preparation. So I'm getting ready and I look outside and there's a car in my driveway. I'm like, I don't recognize that car. I'm like, I don't think anybody's doing deliveries on Christmas Day. Because sometimes, because we are so shorthanded with FedEx and UPS, that they actually privately contract individuals to drive their own vehicles. I don't know if this happens in other parts of the world, but it happens here. And so you get a random minivan or station wagon showing up in your driveway and they're delivering packages. I'm like, I don't think that's what it is. And I'm looking and I look up and I can see somebody walking up the road and I'm like, ah, I know who that is now. And so I just went out and I shout out, are you good? It's the daughter of a guy who lives up the road. Yeah. This road's awful. This road is all the road that she would have had to drive was awful. So she parked in my driveway. And when she left, I texted her. I said, how bad are the roads? She's like, the dirt roads are a sheet of ice. And I said, okay, I'm not going hiking. Because where I was going to go hiking involved 7 or 8 miles of dirt road driving between getting out to the pavement and getting off the pavement to the mountain. So I said, I'll just stay home. So I stayed home and I put Legos together and I did other things around the house. And it was nice, but it wasn't as nice as going hiking yesterday. Jenny says, there's a great number of folks that enjoy training more this week because there isn't a lot of other things in their schedule. Less chaos. I can certainly speak to that. So I woke up yesterday without an alarm. I slept until 7 o'clock. Wow, crazy town. And I grabbed all my gear, which was already ready, and went out to the mountain and had a wonderful hike. Very cold at the top, blowy, no visibility, my water froze, and I got lost coming, finding the trail back down. But this is where, I wanted to talk about this, because we think about self-defense, we think about physical things as defense. And I've mentioned on here mindset, and I think it's really important that we bring some of the things that we do as martial artists into non-martial arts context for the benefit of others. And so one thing that I wanted to mention is two things happen. So I end up, I'm at the top. There were three other people there. They left and I gave them some space and they left. And then I went looking for the medallion at the top of every, I don't know if this exists everywhere, but every mountain I've ever climbed has like a big metal thing chiseled into and, I don't know, glued into the rock as the point at the very top of the mountain. And I was looking for it because I thought I knew where it was. I've hiked this mountain probably a dozen times. Couldn't find it. And it represents the highest point. And so I went to go back down and started going the wrong way. And then started cutting back and going, okay, well, I know it's not this way. I know it's roughly that way. Now, I did have a compass in my bag that I could have dug out, which would have helped me orient myself because I know roughly where the sun would be. And I also had, there's an app on my phone called All Trails. And I think if you're hiking, it's a really good idea to have All Trails. There's a free version. The paid version is $30 a year. It's great. But after about 5 or 10 minutes of not quite getting where I needed to be, I took my phone out and said, okay, where am I and where am I supposed to be? And it showed me exactly where I needed to be. And so I made my correction and boom, there's the trail. Redundancy of safety. I had plenty of extra clothes. Yeah, my water froze, but I could have taken the bladder out and just like stuck it in my shirt and it would have thawed. That would have been fine. I've had to do that before, but not panicking. And I think that that's the biggest thing that I've learned from martial arts that comes out with me into the rest of the world in a stressful situation. Let's think reasonably, because there are plenty of people I know that in that exact situation might have panicked. Panicking never does anything for us. And obviously I made it down safely and stopped by a friend's house on the way down and had a beer and chatted and then came home, made dinner, watched TV, obviously took a shower, went to bed. It was a good day. It was a really good day. We're in the chat, we've got people talking about schools being open or closed. Still, Jenny says, that said, my school is closed this week because it's the only week my instructor actually takes for vacation all year. He will take a 3-day weekend once in a while, but he really needs the whole week to relax. See, I hear that and it makes me wonder, are there not other people who would teach? I think if a school requires one person, makes me question some things. There's nothing wrong with closing, but I've mentioned here, I am putting together a concept for opening a school, and it looks like that will bubble up to a priority, you know, in January. I don't want to ever close it, even when I can't make it. There's going to be a way. Because a school is a place of learning. And I don't like, and this is not to be critical of anybody who closes their school for periods of time, but it can continue to be a place of learning if you're willing to let other people take the helm. Everybody has something to teach. And that's a big part of the concept that I'm putting together is how do I leverage the knowledge of so many of my martial arts friends who know different things than I do, teach differently than I do. How do I bribe them to come visit and teach classes, to share with my to-be students? I think that's an important thing. I think a diverse martial artist is a better martial artist. Jenny says, you are on to something, and I'll leave it at that. All right. Cool. Well, let's see what you all gave me to talk about because I didn't look yet. So I'm going to look now. And if you want to leave something for me to talk about, facebook.com/firstcupwithjeremy. All right. This is going way too slow. Let's try again. Come on. We may need to reboot this computer. Kelly says, I do sometimes have students who will cover for me, but I start teaching usually by 2 and people are still working. And because I rent space, there's the added steps of getting permission from owners that someone else is in charge and the change of keys. I totally get it. And it's not going to be easy for everyone to do that. And I'm not speaking specifically to any one logistical concern or anything. For me, it's the concept of this is a place where we learn and the symbolism of closing that place of learning. I see nothing wrong with things changing, adjusting. Even if an environment went from, let's say a martial arts school went from 7 days a week, 10 hours a class a day of availability. And then it went to, for a particular week, okay, here's your at-home training. And then Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 3:30, you can come in and do this stuff here. That's not a close, that's a change. And to me, I think that's powerful. We're always able to learn. There's always more to learn. There's always time, space to learn. And I think recognizing that is powerful. Because then it becomes choice. If you close the school, if there's nothing available to people, they don't have a choice. I like choice. There's power in choice. Where we go? We're going here. Facebook group. It's chugging along. Here we go. All right. We got stuff from Frank and Josh. They've been killing it in the chat. Thank you to both of you. Or I should say in the group. All right. We've got 3 quotes today from Frank. Courtesy of Frank from Jim Rohn. Don't join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations and the demands to perform are high. I've got a similar saying. I don't think this is mine, but I don't know where I got it. People are like goldfish. They grow to the size of the bowl they're in. And I have found that one of the greatest tension-causing aspects of my life is I refuse to acknowledge any size bowl. And most of the people I know in my life that I've been close to don't work that way. And they don't understand my mindset. I don't understand theirs. Go where the expectations and the demands to perform are high. Big fish in a little pond, right? Like you've heard this stuff. We know about this stuff. And there's nothing wrong with it if you're comfortable, if you're happy, if you don't want more, that's totally okay. But if you want more, recognizing that comfort is actually the enemy is an important step. And he says, you have an awesome sweatshirt and I have your book. Well, thank you. This sweatshirt, I wore this, so... Fun tangent. We'll take a fun tangent right now. This sweatshirt is made is Alpaca. I have no affiliation with this company. The company is called Paka, P-A-K-A. They launched on Kickstarter. I didn't know about them when they did that. But it's a apparel company that uses primarily alpaca wool. Like I'm wearing, like there's no shirt under this. This is just me wearing an alpaca wool sweater. And it is so soft and it's so cozy. And here's the thing. I wore this on my hike yesterday. I had a polyester shirt underneath. Took the shirt off. Once I took my coat off, I could smell myself through this. This, no odor. It's like, I don't know if it's officially antimicrobial, but this thing's awesome. And they work with, where's the tag? Let's handmade by Grecia L. So is it Chile? These are made in South America, and they're trying to do something pretty cool. I've got two. I've got this one, and I've got a different one that I like the color on this better, but I like the design on the other one better. They're cozy. They're warm. They're the fact that they're alpaca. It's not nearly as I don't want to say it. It gives you what you need. It warms you up when it's cold, and it's not nearly as warm as like a cotton sweater would be on a fall day. So they're adaptive. They're really cool. Oh, while we're tangenting, a friend gave me this. If you're listening, and shout out to anybody who's watching later or listening to the audio version. This is a Karate Cat calendar, and the subtitle, and of course it says cat with a K, Karate Cat, and it says sweep the paw. So I'm looking at the back, which shows all of the Karate Kid, Cobra Kai themed images, and I figured I would keep this around and show you at the turn of the month. So shout out to my friend Ben, who does not watch the show, to my knowledge. He does not train. But thanks, Ben. Super cool. Dennis is all excited. Dennis is a fellow cat lover. And he says, yes, with two cat heart eye emojis. All right, next Jim Rohn quote. I think everybody should study ants. They have an amazing four-part philosophy. Never give up. Look ahead. Stay positive, and do all you can. Ants definitely don't give up, and they work until they die. And they assume that they can do whatever it is they're doing. Ants are pretty neat. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenges. Wish for more wisdom. The major value in life is not what you get. The major value in life is what you become. Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become. It's quite the mindset shift, isn't it? A lot of us, we get hit with something troubling. Why is this happening to me? I wish this wasn't happening. Let's say you have an unexpected car repair. Maybe it's $500. Ugh, I wish this wasn't happening. Wouldn't it be better to wish for and to work towards a lifestyle where an inconvenient $500 expense isn't catastrophic? Ugh. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to spend it, but you know what? I can. And I'm glad I can. I'm glad I'm prepared. I'm glad that my life accommodates this. If you look at the people who have a lot of money or a lot of success, however you define success, because not everyone defines success as money, you look at the people that you term successful, most of them have accumulated a lot. Now, it could be a lot of skill, could be a lot of experience, it could be a lot of money. You can't, I'm trying to think of what the equivalent is. If we think about it in terms of money, you can't cut expenses to become rich. I'm trying to think of how we might apply that to other forms of success, but I'm going to move on. You've got to focus on growth. It's not the stuff going out that's killing you. It's the growth. If you can stay ahead of it, if you can make the money, gain the skill, the knowledge, the experience, the connections, it all falls into place. If you want to watch the best illustration of that I can think of, although I don't recommend the method, it's the movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage, where he spends egregiously way beyond his means because he knows he's on track for the financial success to cover that. Someone who believed in himself. Stacy says, seeing ants carry leaf parts larger than them is a wonder. Ants are fascinating. I always wanted an ant farm when I was a kid. My mother wouldn't let me have one. She was afraid that the ants would get out, which I mean, we had ants in the house anyway because it was a house in the woods. You have ants. It's going to happen. But watching them dig, watching an ant pick up a rock that weighs more than they do, and as long as they can balance it, they can carry it. And if they can't carry it, several of them will carry it, and they'll move them out of the way. And I remember being fascinated as a kid going out and, like, you know, an anthill and just, like, covering it up. And what do the ants do? Instantly, they start uncovering it. They start digging out. Because that's what you got to do. The ants don't sit there and, they don't have a memorial service. Not to say that expressing emotion is unimportant, but for the ants, they get right to the heart of the matter. They get to fixing the problem. I'm not saying we should be exactly like ants, but maybe we should be more like ants. All right. And from Josh. Oh, it is Monday. Where's my phone? Because Josh says, as you look back on the past year's guests, who's out today? Whose episode is today? Let's find out. We're finding out. Episode 670 was Sergeant Jason Hamilton. So if you remember way back, there's the sound. Where are my notes? Back on episode 579, Sergeant Jason Hamilton, who is friend of Andrew's, came on to talk about excessive force. He's a law enforcement officer and specifically teaches appropriate use of force to law enforcement. So we had him on, had a good conversation, but this time we got more of his story and it weaves through. So if you liked 579, you'll probably like 670. If you didn't check out 579, you should. It's an important episode. It's one that we really need more people to pay attention to. And this was my conversation with Jason about, hey, here's what's going on with you. So right on, check that out. All right, and Josh says, as you look back on the past year's guests, were there some that were pure unadulterated headaches to schedule? I'm sure there were, but guess what? Andrew handles all of that. Thank you, Andrew. I just find out when they get scheduled. Scheduling over the years has gotten easier. Why? A couple of reasons. We established better scheduling protocols. When Leslie came on, she started working with Calendly, calend.ly. If you're not familiar with Calendly, you should check it out. It's a great product, great thing. What you can do is, on recording days, Andrew opens them up, 9/11/1/3. We get somebody on the hook that wants to come on the show. Andrew sends them the link. They go and book when's convenient for them. Done. Super easy. So that's made a big difference. The other thing that's made a big difference is just our tone. Because of the caliber of people we've had on the show, we don't come across like we're begging anymore. In the early days, it was, hey, will you please talk to me? Because I didn't know what I was doing and I wasn't confident. But now I'm confident. Andrew's confident. So when we reach out to someone, some of the people that we have releasing in the next 2 months, holy cow, you guys, like, you don't understand. We have taken another step up in terms of the caliber of guests that we're able to secure because of the longstanding history that we have, the caliber of guests that we've had, and it keeps building on itself. It's 1% better. It's everything that we espouse, we apply within our own business practices. Looking for the shortcuts does not work. Speaking of which, and Josh has a show, so maybe he's asking about this. for that reason. Speaking of which, do you have a preferred way to contact potential guests? For folks who don't already know, I think I have had the most success. For folks I don't already know, there we go. I think I've had the most success with email, if I can find an address, Twitter, and sometimes through agents or managers. I don't have a show that depends on guests, thankfully, but find that scheduling guests is a real test of that indomitable spirit we talk about in martial arts. Often for the bigger name, busy, challenged in the communication department, I end up trying a few different ways of contacting someone until one finally works, and sometimes it is still a big game of hurry up and wait played out over months. And that is true. One of the things I have found is that the bigger the name, the more it's going to be hot and cold in conversation. Now, Andrew's better to speak to this. And Andrew, if you get a chance, if you could jump in the Facebook group and reply to Josh, if I'm missing anything, that would be great. One of the things that we've noticed over the years is that we need to give the guest a big reason. Why should you come on the show? And for most of them, it's either there are a few things that we're doing. We're either creating some FOMO, some fear of missing out. Hey, here are a bunch of your contemporaries who have been on the show. They're like, well, I don't want to be left out. So then they'll come on the show. If they have something that they want to promote, hey, you know, you've got this new TV series or this movie coming up or book or whatever, why don't you come on as part of the promotion? And frankly, we have to do less of the approach for that. We're getting approached because if you look for martial arts podcasts, it's not very hard to find us. And it's not very hard to figure out that we're the one that seems to have the most attention. Okay. And lately there's a category we've been getting into that, and I credit Andrew with this mostly, groups of, or famous people who are not primarily martial artists, but are passionate about their martial arts training. And so we get to bring them on and they get to talk about an aspect of who they are that they don't usually talk about. There's an episode releasing next week. Next Monday's episode is someone who, that's a big part of it. That there was something they wanted to promote, the timing worked out well, but also they are not thought of as a martial artist. And it wasn't until my conversation with them that I realized how much martial arts experience they had. I knew they had some, but it takes a backseat to everything else that the public knows about them. So Stacy says, is it next Monday yet? It is not next Monday yet, but it will be soon. Kelly says, I use Calendly a lot during COVID shutdown to set up private lessons. It's a nice user-friendly app. It's great. It really is. So the other part that Josh asks about is how to contact people. There's no right or wrong. We've tried every possible strategy from email, social media, to getting a bunch of people to kind of harass someone and say, hey, you should come on this show. You know, not harass in like a negative way, but just like maybe if multiple people say it. And what we found is that the number one way, and again, this is a big part of what Andrew does. So I don't want to take credit for it. And I'm going to give space for him to tell me I'm wrong if I am. And then we'll fade out here. Finding ways to engage with people as human beings. If they are on social media, that's a great place to do it. If they're not, you have to engage with them as a human being. If you approach someone who you want to come on a show or you want to anything, and you create a massive gap between you and them, either you're speaking down to them or you're speaking up to them, it is uncomfortable for people. When people come up to me and they treat me as a peer, that feels good. We all know what it's like to be treated as less than. We've all been in circumstances where someone spoke down to us. It doesn't feel good. Most of us have not had much experience with someone speaking up to us, but it also does not feel good. One of the things that I'm starting to realize, the more time I spend talking with the folks that any of us would consider celebrities, is they just want to be treated like people. they are people, and they forget that they are people. And here's the best anecdote for that. I think I shared this. I'll share it again. When Andrew and I were at Rhode Island Comic Con and we talked to everybody, we had a blast. We were fun. We were goofy. We did not kiss anybody's butt because we have also accomplished things. When we were talking to Lou Ferrigno, people would come up, they would say hi, maybe they would pay for an autograph. We didn't pay for anything. We walked up, Andrew asked him a question about martial arts and heard that he had trained a little bit. And it took about 30 to 60 seconds for him to, of conversation with him, for him to realize we were treating him like a peer. And because we treated him like a peer, we were the ones that ended the conversation. He was ignoring everyone around us because he was just happy to have a conversation with people who treated him like an equal, as opposed to all these people. I loved you as the Hulk. You're so great. Look at how strong you are, right? Like, that gets old. We all want to feel like we belong. We want community. We want a sense of fellowship among people. And martial arts provides that. So if you think about everything I just said and you try to apply that to the conversational style when you reach out to someone, if you were to invite, you know, Josh, I'll make this suggestion specifically to you. The invitation that you send out to someone to come on your show, would you use that same language to invite me to come on your show? Obviously, I know about your show. Obviously, I will come on anytime. But beyond the introductory part, are you speaking friendly? Are you confident in your language? And if you are, you're more likely to get a yes. So that's my best suggestion on that. And I think that applies just as well to applying for a job or nearly anything else. Please hire me. Nobody's going to hire you. I think you should give me a shot. And here's why. Here are the great things that I can do for you. And you seem like a company that I would like to work for. Mutually beneficial. I think that's the heart of it. You're looking for the mutually beneficial angle. And then the repetition piece. And if you guys listening, watching, haven't figured out by now, the big guest that I've talked about that airs next week, Stacy is the reason that this happened. I will say I reached out a while ago and had no response. Andrew encouraged me to reach out again. I did, and that's all she wrote. Some same basic message, just reiterated in a different time and space. Yep. I know how many emails I get. What if I was famous? Ugh, it's so many emails. I wouldn't even read them. I would go in periodically and I would go, okay. Delete, 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 delete. I'll read this one. Right? Because you can't. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great day. I hope you leave me stuff to talk about tomorrow. I hope you check out today's episode with Sergeant Jason Hamilton. And I hope if you have follow-up questions for him, because if I remember correctly, he invited that, you will post them in the Facebook group, Whistlekick Martial Arts Radio Behind the Scenes. Andrew will post a post in there that you can ask questions of. And if warranted, if these are deeper questions, we'll bring him back on. He's more than willing to come back on the show. He's a great resource, and I think we should use him where possible. Other than that, take care. Have a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.